Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Apostle Valerie Burrell, here with my handsome husband, Apostle Benny. Grateful and thankful to God for another week's teaching. Grateful and thankful to God for the voice that will come forth on tonight. Amen. We are excited as we have returning with us our special guest, Minister Stephanie Dillon. Stephanie, you want to tell our audience good evening?
Good evening. Thank you so much for allowing me to share my heart with you guys tonight. I'm so grateful to Valerie for the opportunity to be here again, and I just want to give you something that will help you. It helped me, I know, evaluate and be encouraged and just remind you of the plan God has for your life. Lord, right now I just ask that you just be with us. God, be with every person that's listening. God, just let us create an open space for you to come and minister to us tonight, God, and just make us new and renew us with a right spirit. And God, let us prosper in you. And Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do. Tonight, if I had a title of our time together, it would be just kind of like getting your vital signs. Now, are you prospering? And if you think about this, if your physical health was a direct reflection of your spiritual health, do you think that you would need an ambulance? I know that we've all been in that place, or we might be lingering in that place where there's an imbalance. But let me just say that it's okay to be imbalanced occasionally, as long as you just don't stay there. I want to look at a couple of verses that really give us a good view of how to get this kind of balance. First, we really have to look at where are we right now. Overall, I think that it's really easy for us to see where we're at physically and even financially. Chances are you know whether you're physically able to perform certain tasks and financially whether you realize whether you have money in the bank or not. But what about your internal audit? How long has it been since you took time to ask yourself, how are you spiritually? Life is busy, and oftentimes we get in the habit of just making it through the day, work, kids, meals, prep, laundry, a huge list of to-dos, or just being idle sitting in front of the couch watching TV or playing games on our phones or checking out the latest on social media. But tonight I want to encourage you as we go through these examples to really analyze yourself. And this is what God did with me. He brought me to these scriptures, and I just said, God, you know, through these scriptures, just help me analyze myself, that I would be in the right place, that I would have a balance that you want me to have. And first, you just need to realize that God declared his plan for you in Jeremiah 29:11, when he said that he has plans to prosper you and give you a hope and give you a future. But I want to ask you tonight, are those the words that you're declaring for yourself? That someone wants me to succeed, that the person that created me wants me to succeed, and he has hope for me. You might ask, where or how do you evaluate your spiritual health? And I would encourage you to look maybe at a tree in your yard. If it's healthy, if it's growing, and if it's prospering and vital, you're going to know that. If it's a fruit tree, it's going to bear fruit, or sometimes it might have flowers on it. So it's right to ask yourself, am I prospering? Am I growing? Am I vital? Am I bearing fruit? In 3 John verse 2, John writes to his dear friend Gaius, I pray you prosper even as your soul prospers. And if we look at that word prosper, in the Greek, it means something like to go well with. More specifically, the Greek word is edu, which means to succeed in reaching, to succeed in affairs, and it includes business ones, but the word is not specifically concerned with prosperity. We're talking about prosper, which means to accomplish, to do, to make, to finish. The other meaning is to progress or to further, like you're on a journey. And how many of you know that we are on a journey? So he prayed, if we substitute that definition into this verse, he prayed that Gaius would accomplish what he was created for and progress in his physical life at the same level that his soul was progressing. I'm fortunate to have friends that would pray that deeply for me. And tonight I pray that way for you. I want us all to just have that balance that we need to do the things that we're called to do. If you continue reading on in that passage, it shows how Gaius is accomplishing what he was created to do. And it says in verse 5 that he was commended. It says, "Dear friend, you are showing faithfulness by whatever you do for brothers, especially when they're strangers. They have testified to your love in front of the church, and you'll do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God, since they set out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from pagans. Therefore, we ought to support such men so that we can be co-workers with the truth." So these people that were coming to Gaius were going out preaching the truth. And Gaius treated every one of them the same, whether they were a stranger or not. He helped prepare them for the journey to spread the gospel. If we look at some other examples of prospering, the very word of the Lord says it will not return void. It will accomplish what it was created for. In Isaiah 55:11, it says, "God's word will not return void. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." Now, here's another example, all the way at the beginning of the Bible in Genesis with Abraham's senior servant. Genesis 24:56 says, "And he said unto them, Hinder me not, seeing the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away that I might go to my master." The servant knew he had something to do, and he said, "Don't hold me back." That's what "don't hinder me" means. Don't hold me back. The Lord has already prepared a way for me, and I have to go to my master so that I can accomplish the set of instructions that he gave me. Now, what I want to ask you tonight is, are you willing to stand up and say to whatever is trying to hold you back, "Don't hinder me"? I think there's so many times that we get scared. But what you need to realize is that Isaiah 54:17 says, "No weapon that's formed against me will prosper, that every tongue that rises against me in judgment will be condemned." And this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. So if you're a servant of the Lord, then you don't have to be scared, because he's already given you that promise that there's not any weapon that's formed against you that's going to prosper. Another example is Solomon. In 2 Chronicles 7:11, it says that he did everything in his heart to do for the Lord, and his home was prosperously affected. Now, I know a lot of us mothers, we pray for our children and we pray for our spouses and all these things in our home. And even Solomon, I'm sure he had things going on at home, but he did everything in his heart to do for the Lord, and his home was prosperously affected. I want my home to be prosperously affected. So I want to ask you, what's in your heart to do for the kingdom? What gift has God given you? Can you help somebody spread the gospel with your finances? Could you encourage someone by texting them, messaging them, calling them, sending them a card? Do you cook? Do you drive? What do? Whatever you do, I pray that you will get in tune with God. And I just want to encourage you to do with whatever you have, do it for the Lord. Let him show you how to do whatever you do for the Lord. The other example that I want to give you, the very best example, is Jesus. He is the very best example that we have of someone accomplishing what he was created for. Even as a very young child, in Luke, it speaks about him being about his father's business. He didn't want to get caught up in everything else. He knew he had a work to do, and he didn't want to get caught up in anything but just being about his father's business. And he continued to carry out his father's plan for his life, even unto death on the cross. Now, tonight you could really laugh at me, or you could laugh with me, because you probably think, you know what, I'm not perfect. I have this or this. You know, we can make all kinds of excuses, but we say, I'm not this, so God can't this. But first of all, you have to realize that those two things don't even go together. The words God and can't, they don't fit together. God can anything. And even if you use can't for yourself, if you're a child of God, it is really an improper use of that word in relation to God's plan for your life. Because Philippians 4:13 says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I want to ask you tonight, are you allowing Christ to strengthen you? The Bible says that we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Strengthen yourself in the Lord by remembering where he's brought you from and the times that he's been there for you and that he's called you to triumph. I'm a list maker, and I think in lists and I think in spreadsheets, and I just encourage you to do that. I think it's so easy to kind of lose sight of the things that God has done for you in the past if you don't write them down, because there's nothing better that the devil wants to do than confuse you and think that, oh, he can't do that for you, or he can't remove that, you know, he can't remove that chain from you, or you'll never do this, you know. But if you can see where God has already been working in your life, then you have that to fight and to say, you know what, devil, you're a liar, because God has already used me in this way. He's already come through for me. He's already healed me. He's already done this. And I know if he's done it before, that he'll do it again. And I know if I've seen him do things in the Bible, if I've seen him give me the example that he's healed the blind and he's healed the lame and he's healed the sick and he's removed demons, then he can do those things in me. I want to remind you that God's word is truth. And here's what it says about you. Here's what the Bible says about you. In Philippians 1:5, it says, he knew you before you were created in your mother's womb. Psalm 139:13 says, he knew your inward parts. Genesis 1:27 says, he created you in the image of God. Jeremiah 29:11 says, he declared a purpose for your life. In Genesis 16:13, he is the God who sees. And I want to let you know that he sees you right now. He sees where you are right now. He sees you when you rise up and when you lie down, as he told us in Psalm 139 and 2. And you know what? He knows every broken piece you have. He knows every highlight. He knows all your lows. He knows all your highs. And still, he says in Philippians 1:6, he who begun a good work in you is faithful to complete it. He is faithful. Now, we might not be faithful to the work that he's called us to, but he is always faithful, and he always has the intent to prosper us and to do things for our good, to work for our good. So tonight, I just want you to take a minute and just ask yourself, do you really want to prosper? Do you really want to see the plan that God has for you completed? If your answer is yes, and I pray that it is, then there's four crucial facts that you really need to grab a hold of. The first one is that it takes surrender. We're going to talk about a couple of different kinds of surrender, but the first one is a continual attitude of surrender. You have to surrender to your God, your heart to God, on a daily basis, not just when you're not able to do it on your own anymore, but every single day. Even if you wake up and you think, I got this, you know what? You ain't got nothing, because it's him who gives you life. He gives you breath. He is the one that makes you able to get up. So just realize that it takes daily surrender to God. In Romans 8:13, it says, it takes surrendering the ways of the flesh daily. In Romans 12:2, it says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that he can prove what is good. He'll prove it to you, what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. The second thing I would encourage you to surrender is the plans that you have for yourself. And this is really where God really got me. And this is really where he dealt with me over this study, when I was studying prospering. Because I have a plan. I know what I think God wants to do in me. You know, I sing, and I really thought that maybe I would go on and I would sing and I would make recordings and I would blah, blah, blah. But you know what? That's not what he has for me right now, and that's fine. I'm completely fine with that. But we have to surrender our plans for ourselves. A lot of times we make plans to go to college and go on and, I don't know, be a doctor or whatever our plans are for ourselves. And all those things are wonderful. But the most important thing is that you're in the will of God, that you're doing what he wants you to do. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Matthew 6, 19, and 20, it just reminds us that we shouldn't lay up our treasures on the earth because they'll be corrupted. Thieves could break in and take them. They could be destroyed. But if we lay up our treasures in heaven, then you know what? Those are going to stay. That's where the real treasure is in heaven. The second thing is it takes faithfulness. In Matthew 10:32 and Luke 12:8, it says, acknowledge me before the world, and I will acknowledge you before my Father in heaven. In Luke 16:10, it says, to be faithful over the few, and I will make you ruler over many. And in Matthew 24:13, it says, if you are faithful to the end, so shall the same be saved. So it takes faithfulness. The third thing is it takes confidence. In every single scripture that I studied about prospering, it always referenced the Lord was with him, or we have sought the Lord our God, or believe in the Lord your God. And we have to realize that it's not just that we should have confidence in ourselves, but it's in the one who is working in us, that I have full confidence in God who works through me. I don't have a lot of confidence in myself, I would say. I mean, I believe in myself to the point where God is working, but only in that. And it takes obedience. Ephesians 4:1 says, walk worthy of the calling. 2 Timothy 1:6-7 says, stir up your gifts. Sometimes you know your gifts and you just let them go by the wayside. So it's time to stir them up. We're in the last days and we have to reach as many people as we can. Stir up your gifts. Get off the couch. Get off your phone. Get away from everything that distracts you and get real with God and stir up your gifts. Encourage yourself in the Lord. 1 Samuel 30:6. Remind yourself where he has brought you from, the times that he's worked things out. Phew, there's been so many times. And I know I went over a lot of those times the last time I was on, and I'm just so thankful that there are countless times that God has been there for me and that he's worked in me and worked through me to see me succeed and to see me prosper. Now, this is not something that God expects you or wants you to do alone. He says, I will never leave you or forsake you. So just know that. He's not calling you to something that he wants you to do by yourself. He's going to be right there with you. Tonight, if you haven't been drawn by the Spirit of God to be saved, then I pray right now that you allow him to draw you. That's absolute number one, the foundation of everything, that you should be saved. God wants you to prosper. But you have to accept him first. So tonight, if that's where you are, then I pray that right now that he draws you to himself and that he saves you. You don't have to be in church. You don't have to be around a bunch of people. You don't have to have that. This relationship that you're about to enter into is between you and God and nobody else. Now, I encourage you, if you're by yourself, that you tell somebody. And Lord, for these people that might be reaching out to you right now, God, I pray that you put somebody in their path to encourage them in you, God, and to help them be strong in you. Lord, that you would save them even right now. And if you have been saved, then my question to you is this. What do you think he saved you for? To complain about your circumstances? And trust me, I'm not preaching here. I'm saying this is what I was going through when God was dealing me with this. Is what did I save you for? I didn't save you to complain about your circumstances, to do enough to get by, but still somehow be in balance, to only feel like you're enough if you get affirmation from other people through social media or through other avenues. He saved us to be effective. He saved us to be contagious. He saved us to be more than a conqueror through Him who loves us. He saved us to be the head and not the tail. He saved us to do greater things in His name than even the disciples did. And He saved us to be complete. He saved us to complete everything that He made for us to do. He absolutely saved us to prosper. And that's what I want to leave with you tonight. He saved us to prosper. I just pray tonight that you will just let that soak in. Let that soak in. He wants you to have that balance, just like was prayed for Gaius, that you would prosper as your soul prospers, that you won't lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways you'll acknowledge Him. I just thank you tonight for this time. And I know it's not been a long time, but I hope that you will let this just sink in, that God already has a plan for your life. And it does take surrender. It does take obedience. It does take faithfulness. But you know what? You can do it. You can do it.
Amen. You said one thing, Stephanie, that I don't agree with.
Okay.
Can I tell you what it is? You said, I'm
absolutely
not preaching. Yes, you are. Girl, you were preaching.
I'm not what?
You said, I'm not preaching. And I was telling my husband, also, oh, she preaches. She preaches. She is preaching. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Wow. What a powerful word. And you have to know that what you released tonight sort of layers on another teaching that we had listened to earlier this week and again today about prospering in the things of God, about doing those things that He's called us to do, and to be sure that we are in alignment with His plan for our lives. So I bless God for your obedience and release. And we do have several callers on the line tonight. If anybody has a question, anybody wants to make a comment, if anybody desires prayer, press 1 and we can bring you live. Whew. Wow. Wow. I was just, wow. Wow. Babe, you got something you want to share? Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Powerful, powerful, powerful teaching. I call it teaching, not preaching, but it was both. But I do,
yes, sir.
I do want to say this to the listeners. Minister Dillon gave an invitation,
mm-hmm.
and you know, a lot of times we forget about that. But she asked the question: are you saved? If you're not saved, we need to have a word. Because God does want you to prosper, He wants you to have that right relationship, the connection that she talked about, all of the things that she talked about. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, and God wants us to prosper.
Mm-hmm.
And that first step is accepting our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the empowerment place here. We always say our motto is, once you've been empowered, take the responsibility and empower someone else. And I think that tonight, someone out there that's listening wants to prosper, mm-hmm. wants to be saved, and this is the time.
Amen.
Right now,
mm-hmm.
do it.
Amen. Amen. And along with that, you know, call us, they have a relationship, but there may be one tonight that feels like they're out of alignment, but they're not really sure about what God's plan is for their lives. And you spoke about that, Stephanie, about, you know, he wants us to fulfill and finish what it is that he placed us here to do. I think we talked about that last week, right? Wasn't it? Finish what you started. And so somebody on the line tonight might not know what it is they need to start. So they feel like they're never going to prosper because they're just going in circles and they're doing what the church is asking and they're doing what religion requires, but they don't really have that relationship to know that they are plugged into their assignment. If that's you, we also invite you to press 1. We will pray with you, pray for you, that you may be aided by the Holy Spirit to get in that rightful place with God so that you'll be able to experience that very thing that she talked about tonight, being able to prosper in the things of God. Wow. Amen. Amen. Stephanie, if you would, can you give people contact information? There may be someone who heard you on tonight that says, you know what, I might need to hear that sister again. Let them know how they can contact you. Amen. Amen.
Okay. Yeah, we're on Facebook. Just look me up at Stephanie Dillon. We're on there. That would probably be the easiest. Or on Messenger, just friend me and I'll friend you back. And that's probably the easiest and quickest way to get me.
Amen. 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 Well, listen, thank you so much for joining us on this evening. I don't have to ask whether you were empowered. I know that you were, because this word, this teaching has truly blessed us. And Stephanie, again, thank you so much for your obedience. We do have intercessory prayer Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 5 a.m. If you have prayer requests, please inbox me. Find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, or my husband, Benny M. Burrell, or The Empowerment Place, LLC. To send in your prayer requests, we will gladly intercede on your behalf. On next week, we will be back with another guest. Amen. The minister, teacher, preacher, prophet for the hour will be Prophet Kendall Harris of Resurrection Temple of God in Petersburg, Virginia. She will be with us to share with us a word from the Lord as the Holy Spirit has given it to her. So we thank you for being with us this week. We look forward to you being with us again next week. Wow. Well, I just say wow. Stephanie, if you would close us out, amen. If there's some additional information you want to give to the listeners, please do so, and then you can dismiss us. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you again just for giving us this opportunity, Lord, to share your word and to share, God, that you are powerful, Lord, and that you are mighty to save, Lord, and it's your will for us to prosper, Lord, and we don't want to be anything less than what you've called us to be. Lord, I pray that you just go with us, God, as we go about our week, and you just envelop us with your love, God. Just let us know how loved we truly are. Lord, just help us to understand, God, that you don't want to condemn us, but you just want to raise us up, and you just want to use us for your glory. And God, that's what we want for every person that's listening tonight. We just want you to use them for your glory. And we thank you that you're going to do just that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Listeners, know that we love you here at the Empowerment Place and know that God loves you most. We say God bless you and good night.